الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Dear brothers, elders, and friends in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've recited before you one verse from the 11th juz of the Holy Quran. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ Verily, a Rasul have come to you from among you. His qualities are عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ Whatever difficulties come upon you is burdensome upon him. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ He is excited upon your success and your progress. Bil mu'mineena ra'oofur rahim. He is very loving and very compassionate to the believers. In this verse, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala encapsulates the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a loving and compassionate personality. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah was solely for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And indeed, it is this type of love, the love for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is the true and everlasting love. It comes in a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. True love is the love for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And true hatred is also motivated for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If a person loves a person because of his wealth, that wealth is temporary, the love that is associated to that wealth will also be temporary. If a person loves a person because of his position, that position is temporary, the love that is associated to that position will also be temporary. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin. He is forever and ever, and he will be forever and ever. And the love that is associated for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will also be forever and ever, and it will be everlasting. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was solely for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this can be understood from numerous incidents of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. a woman by the name of Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, before she accepted Islam, she hated Islam. She hated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She hated the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she hated everything about Islam. In one war, she hired a person by the name of Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu to kill, to murder the most beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After Hazrat Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was successful in killing and murdering Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she requested the murderer to mutilate the body of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and extract the liver from the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring it to her. It is a wish and her desire to chew the liver of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was her desire. And this was what she did. But when Makkah Mukarramah was conquered, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted asylum to quite a few non-Muslims. And among them, one was Hazrat Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha. She had accepted Islam. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this incident and this hadith is quoted in Bukhari in the 27th chapter, in the chapter of Iman and Nuzur, in the chapter of Oaths. She comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she says, Ya Rasulullah, till yesterday, you and everything that was associated to you, Islam, your companions, and everything was most hated to me than everything in this world. But today, you and everything that is associated to you, Islam, your companions, and everything of your life is more beloved to me than the entire world and its contents. Upon that, obviously, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being a human being, knowing that this woman, Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, was the very woman who was responsible for a brutal death and killing of his most beloved uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She chewed the liver of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yet, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately responded by saying, since you love me for the pleasure of Allah, for the pleasure of Islam, and you love me solely because you have accepted Islam, I also have the same love for you for the pleasure of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave her. We understand from this incident that the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah was solely for the pleasure of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. It is quoted in numerous ahadith that on the day of Qiyamah, when all the prophets will be on the pul sirat, a bridge that will be across Jahannam and which each and every individual will have to cross in order to go into Jannat. That bridge is sharper than a blade and thinner than hair. Every prophet, his cry on that day will be, Allahumma sallim sallim. O Allah, save me, protect me from falling into Jahannam. But the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day will be, Allahumma ummati ummati. O Allah, save my ummah, save my ummah. It comes in some ahadith that there wouldn't be any day that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be more troubled than on that day when his efforts would be exerted in trying to protect every ummati from falling into a fire of Jahannam. My dear brothers and respected elders, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala orders us in numerous places of the Quran to be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one verse of the Quran he says, Ya ayyuhal lazeera amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. O you who believe, be obedient to Allah and be obedient to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another verse of the Quran he says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, accept it and abide by it. And whatever he asks you to refrain from it. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونَ هَوَاهُ تَبَعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ. That none of you are a believer until your desires, your wishes are subservient to my wishes, to whatever I have brought to you. That is the orders of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But in order for us to be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order for us to follow the path shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this has to be motivated, this has to be jolted with an important component of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is precisely for this reason that the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is an important article of faith. If a person loves a person, it becomes easy to listen and obey that person. But if a person does not love the person, how will he obey and how will he carry out the wishes of that person? Love is of two types. One is a natural love, a love that goes above and beyond reason. There's no explanation to that love. A love that a mother has for the daughter, a love that a child has for the mother. There's no reason for that love. It is a natural bond between the parent and the child. And one is an inculcative love. One may love a person for some reason or the other. A person may love a person because of his outward appearance. He looks good. One may love a person because of his achievements. One may love a person because of his character, how he conducts himself, how he speaks, how he responds, how he deals with people. As Muslims, in the light of the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are required to have a natural love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A love that we have for our parents, a love that we have for our children. That is the type of love that is demanded of us for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have mentioned, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That none of you are a believer until I am not more beloved to you than your parents, your children, and all of mankind. From this hadith, we understand that true iman, complete and absolute iman, is for us to have that type of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that supersedes the love that we have for our parents and our children. And this was the type of love that the Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Sahabi, he was taken as captive by the non-believers. They put him against the wall and they decided to throw spears at him and kill him in a most brutal way. One non-Muslim asked the Sahabi that since you have accepted Islam, since you have shown your dedication to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is because of that that today you are going to die. Don't you wish that in your place, instead of you losing your life, in your place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life be taken away? But look at the response of a Sahabi whose love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yet cannot be comprehended by our minds. He says, I firmly well know that I am going to be killed, and I know the consequences of me being killed. I know my wife is going to become a widow. I know my children are going to become orphans. And I know the pain of death. But whilst I am in this condition, I cannot bear hearing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in his house and a thorn pricks the Mubarak feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The pain of the pricking of the thorn to the Mubarak feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be more painful to me than the pain of death. It would be more painful to me than my wife becoming a widow. It would be more painful to me than my children becoming orphans. This was the intense love that the Sahabi had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was given the title by many prominent sahaba, Ya Sayyidi, O our Master. There was no racism among the sahaba. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was black by color, but he was treated as the master among the sahaba. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he found it extremely difficult to live in Madinatul Munawwara. He decided to leave Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and many other prominent sahaba pleaded to him to stay in Madinatul Munawwara and not to leave Madinatul Munawwara. But he answered, there was a time when I used to give the azan and I used to cool the vision, my vision, with the sight of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How am I going to bear looking at the same house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the same streets that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked and treaded on, and I cannot see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Finally, he left Madinatul Munawwara and he went away. After many years, he seen a vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Bilal, after you have left Medina, you haven't come to visit me? And after seeing this dream on numerous occasions, he decided to undertake a long, arduous journey of love and muhabbat to express before the Rose Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he comes to Madinatul Munawwara, he was warmly welcomed by all the sahaba. The grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam request him, O our master, call out the azan. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stands to call out the azan, and the moment his beautiful melodious voice was heard in the houses of Madinatul Munawwara, the women and the children from the houses came out and with tears in their eyes expressing the joyous time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala would say, Ashhadu anna Muhammad. Before he could complete the name Muhammad, he would fall unconscious. And after a while, when he regained consciousness, when they asked him, what is the matter? He said, there was a time when I should say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I used to cool my side with a vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today I am standing and I'm saying Muhammad, but I cannot see the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and respected elders, this was the true love that the Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One might love a person because of some reason or the other, because of his character. In the prime stages of Islam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was being condemned and given all sorts of names because he started preaching a new religion of Islam, condemning the idols, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw an old woman. She was holding her luggage and she was walking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approaches her and tells her with the most loving and affectionate words, oh my mother, where are you going? And he takes the luggage away. This woman, she becomes very furious and she says, go away, leave me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam contains himself and he again tells to this woman, oh my mother, I cannot see you bearing this difficulty. Let me take a luggage. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a luggage and walks by her side. And as they go along, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, oh mother, where are you going? She says, I heard of a person by the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has started preaching a new religion. And she used all sorts of words against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she says, it's because of him that I'm forced to leave the land of my forefathers. Not realizing that she's walking by the person that is so loving and caring to her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not respond. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comforts her by using the words of mother. They come to a certain point, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks her, the woman tells to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh young man, you may leave me here, I will continue on my own. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I will take you to your final journey, wherever you want to go. I cannot bear you being an old lady holding this luggage. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes her to a further point and she insists at that point that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves her. Then this woman asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh young man, tell me who you are. So that one day when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Makkatul Mukarrama, then I will come back and I will come and pay my respects to you. Oh young man, do tell me who you are. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no. You are like my mother. I did what I was supposed to do. You don't have to know who I am. When she insists, that is when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I am that Muhammad who people are cursing and swearing. Upon that, this woman, with tears in her eyes, she immediately bows down and she says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. That if you are the person that people are talking about, then I am the first person to bear iman and testimony in the finality of your prophethood. This was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and respected elders, we can go on and on and on, talking about the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the type of love we should be having for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whilst we cannot doubt whatsoever when every believer or any believer claims that he loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when a person claims and he goes to the court, the magistrate would ask him to substantiate, to prove. You claim, what is your proof? If the person cannot substantiate, the case will be thrown out. The husband comes to the house and he keeps on telling the wife with every word of love and affection from the dictionary, telling to his wife that I love you. The wife would say, a certain occasion is coming. Express your love and do this or do that for me. Bring milk, bring groceries, or bring bread into the house. But he would say, no, don't worry, be rest assured that I love you. But he does nothing to express his love for her. This woman would get tired, and after some time she would say that your claim is only verbal. You do not do anything to express your love for me. You carry on expressing your love, I'm moving out of your life. Similarly, in the world we notice that when there's an icon, a person declared as an icon in the world, the admirer of the icon, his clothing will be the same clothing as his icon. His speech probably will be the same as that of his icon. Probably his gestures will also be the same as his icon. My dear brothers and respected elders, we claim we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and surely there is no doubt in the validity of this claim. But how do we substantiate our claim? Is the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is our life according to a life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is the sleeping of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life? Is the simplicity that he carried out in his life in our life? Do we conduct ourselves and treat our wives in the manner that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated his wives? Oh, in one breath, we say we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in the same breath, we do everything contrary to the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we reconcile between these two apparent inconsistencies? My dear brothers and respected elders, in order for us to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to adjust our level of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes easy for us to comply with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that to happen, we have to learn more about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read more about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whatever we read and hear about the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our focus of attention should be to immediately implement the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and hidayat and give us the true love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for which on the day of Qiyamah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see us by the Hawd al-Kawthar, he would be happy with us and he would grant us the water from Zamzam, the water from Hawd al-Kawthar. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.